This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Time to laugh, to win, and to live the thrill of the action.
Hey, baby, let's go out there like a bunch of crazy dogs. What the hell's going on out here?
No idea what's going on, but I am excited.
Every pick, every play, every game-changing moment.
Unbelievable!
This is You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
New Year's Day. I want to wish everyone a happy 2026. I'm your host, Jared Smith, filling in for Nick Costos today. Wish Nick and his family a happy new year. He will be back, I'm assuming, tomorrow. I don't know that for sure, but I'm assuming tomorrow. As the show rolls on, we have a whole lot of fun for you. Yes, thank you very much. Tyler Morales, EP, Johnny on the spot. Nick will be back with you tomorrow. You never know these days. You never know these days with the holiday schedule and how everything gets thrown off. I don't even know what day it is. This has been one of those weeks, and we were talking before the show. The whole crew's here today: Mike Brown, Dan Turner, Kenny Henderson. We were talking before the show, like this has become, because of now the playoff has been elevated. Right, a few years ago, it was the New Year's Day bowl games, which were a big deal, but we didn't have the playoff. It was kind of a smaller entity. With just 4 teams. Now with the expanded playoff and the amount of bowl games, the opt-outs becoming fast and furious and just trying to stay ahead of the news cycle, this week, in fact, I would say the 2 weeks from when the playoff is announced and that first set of games, like the first round games were like the 19th, 20th, up until now. So that like 2 week, 10, 11 day stretch, I don't even know what day. I haven't slept. It's like, this is just, you just plow through this 2 weeks. Today, I finally see the light at the end of the tunnel, right? We get through the 3 games today. We get through the NFL this weekend. I'm pretty much prepped for all the NFL games this weekend by now. I'll do another podcast tomorrow, and I'll do a Saturday morning show. But then once we get to Saturday's games, it's like, regular season ends. College football playoff goes from 8 teams left to just 4. Only 3 more games, semifinals, and then the 1 championship. The NFL, we go from having to prep 16 games every week, then we just have the wild card weekend, and then things really tighten up. So I understand if you're a sports fan out there, especially if you're a sports bettor and you're trying to get the edge on all these games, like who's in, who's out, what's the angle? It can feel like you're drinking from a fire hose. But New Year's Day is kind of that light at the end of the tunnel. Like the end is near. And I think you're going to be excited. I think you're going to be very entertained, excited about all the games today and this weekend. Like I think we've put ourselves up on a silver platter of high quality wagertainment for you, not only for the rest of the show today for the next 2 hours, but of course for the rest of the week as we gear up for week 18 in the NFL and beyond in the playoffs and in the college football playoff as well. Coming up in this hour, we will talk more NFL. We're going to do a little AFC North right now, but there's just so many angles this week. And I haven't even gotten to all the contract incentive and player prop angles. That's something that's kind of been pushed to the side for me because I just haven't had the time to really dive in. I've been so focused, so consumed on the college football playoff that one of my favorite things to talk about, which is contract incentive props. It's been such a fun little niche market, little sub market over the last few years. It's really lost a lot of value though. So I remember when I bet my first contract incentive prop back in 2020. Might have been 2019, but 2020 is the first year I really remember doing it. And that was the Wild West. Like, the props were really becoming a big part of the gambling culture, right? You know, PASPA gets repealed in 2018, 2019. We get, I would say, the real acceleration of gambling content. And then the pandemic happens, everything gets shut down. And then the NFL draft in 2020 is really when the niche, the subculture of draft props, incentive props the following year really started to become a big thing. 2021, it was awesome. I made a boatload of money in 2020 and 2021 on draft props and contract incentive props. And then all of a sudden in 2022, the markets got smart. Not only did the markets wise up a little bit, but the sportsbooks started to take away some of the opportunities for you. And what I've noticed now, to be fair, I have not checked this week. I've not really dived into that realm this week because I've been so consumed with the college football playoff. But last year and the last couple of years, from what I can recall, the books are not as aggressive with releasing prop numbers early in the week. They're a little bit more hesitant. And they're doing the same thing with the draft. They're just not giving you as many options because they've been getting absolutely hammered over the last few years with the draft. So the contract incentive props haven't been as big of a thing for me recently. But I'm sure at some point this week, when I could pick my head off the mat from this college football playoff talk, I will look at some contract incentives and see if there is anything out there. Usually, my advice to people is stay away from the big names and stay away from the high leverage game. I remember this a couple years ago with the Jags winner take all game in the AFC South with Tennessee. There were a lot of contract incentives on the Jags receivers. Evan Engram, Christian Kirk, these guys that had great years. But it was a high leverage game. Jacksonville needed the game like blood in order to win the division. And those guys just didn't have big games because when it's important, when the game matters, to me, yeah, it was a Saturday night game. I feel like Tennessee had a weird, I want to say it was Josh Dobbs starting quarterback for Tennessee in that game. It was 2 years ago. It was 2023. I think it was Josh Dobbs. Yeah, it was Josh Dobbs starting that game for the Titans. So it wasn't a game where the Jaguars really needed to score a lot of points. And so the contract incentives, to me, were not a factor in that game. Jacksonville just wanted to win the game. And that was really the only thing that mattered. So keep that in mind when you're looking at contract incentives. For example, in the Ravens-Steelers game, who cares? Nobody cares. Niners-Seahawks, nobody cares. And if you're going for your contract incentive, you're a very selfish player, and you're probably not someone that the team really wants to be giving the ball to in that scenario anyways, because you're worried more about yourself than the team. Another thing, too, and again, I didn't mean to go on a tangent here, but solo show, we got 3 hours, Phil, so why not? Another thing about the contract incentives that I've actually learned over the years from handicapping them very in depth, and this is really hard because you have no idea of knowing if this is the case or not. But I talked to a former player about this, and he confirmed this to me. He said there have been moments and times when the GM will go to the player or the agent and say, you're really close to hitting this incentive. You've had a really good year. Here's what we're going to do. We're just going to pay you the money, regardless of whether you hit it or not. We're just going to give you X amount of the incentive just for getting close. And at that point, who cares? Like, the player doesn't have that extra edge, right? Like, the famous clip of why the contract incentive props originally had value is the Gronk Tom Brady clip. When Gronk's on the sideline saying, Tom, I need one more catch for a milli, baby. in that classic Gronk personality, you know, voice that he does. Where he's like, Gronk, Tom, one more, baby. You know, and then he makes the catch and he's on the sidelines and he's doing his dance. Like, I got $1 million, baby. Like, that is the, that to me is like the shining example of why the contract incentive props became so popular. But that was a unique situation. That was Tom Brady at quarterback and Gronk was his guy. And the Bucs are a very player-friendly organization. Todd Bowles is a player-friendly head coach. There are a lot of little factors that need to be examined before firing on one of these contract incentive props. Again, is it a high-leverage game? Does the player have some kind of side deal with the team already set in place to give him his money anyways? And then, of course, is the owner frugal or not? Like, I would never bet a contract incentive prop for the Cincinnati Bengals. I don't care how good the player is. The Bengals are a frugal organization. They've been that way for years.
We do not
look at
care
what they did. Man, look at what they did with their first round pick, Shamar Stewart, and Trey Hendrickson during the offseason. I would never bet a Bengals player to hit a contract incentive prop. That doesn't mean he can't, but if your bet is this guy has to hit it because the contract incentive must be met and they are going to do everything possible to get him that contract incentive, I am just not going to do it for the Bengals. Yeah, and our VP Mike Brown chiming in with the Bucks didn't even kneel to get Mike Evans 1K. That was last year, I think. Yeah. And so the Bucks are a known entity in player first. Not every franchise is like that. Not every franchise is like that. So these are just things to keep in mind, and one of the reasons why I believe the contract incentive props have lost value over the years. They haven't gained value. There are some opportunities that I think still are valuable. But if you're just like looking, if you're just like, and everyone, and that's another thing too. Everyone's talking about them. I remember when I first did this in 2020, nobody was talking about contract incentive props. Nobody. I remember I put out a list of them, and you always know, and I'm sure Nick can attest to this, you always know how good your content is based off of how other people in the content space respond to it. If you post something and like only the average fan, like your average Joe fan responds, it's good, but not great. When you post something and like the entire sports betting community chimes in, or like a good percentage of them, like sharp people respond, reply, retweet, all that stuff, that's when you know you kind of hit the nail on the head a little bit. And I remember when I first posted this in 2020, I posted a tweet with like a screenshot of like my notes app with like all of the contract incentives, and the Gronk was the big one. The other big one was Tyler Lockett. Tyler Lockett, I remember, this is what put me on the map with this stuff. He needed 2 touchdowns to hit like a 500K incentive. Guess how many touchdowns he had in the first half of the game? 2. Both red zone trips, the first 2 red zone trips for Seattle. Tyler Lockett was on the Seahawks back then. Bing, bang, boom. Touchdowns. 16-1. 2-touchdown prop for Tyler Lockett in the first half. That was the moment where I was like, wow, this is a thing, man. And then the Gronk stuff, too, was also a thing. But everyone's talking about him now. And with everyone's talking about it, doesn't have as much value. Period. End of story. So I know I just completely sidetracked this entire segment with contract incentive props, but don't worry. We have a lot more time to get to NFL during the rest of this hour. Okay, let's talk about the NFL now. In terms of the actual sides and totals, not just the players being greedy with their money, because we know that's a thing. The Sunday night game is the crowning jewel of the season, right? Game 272. And I'm a little bit surprised. I don't know if you guys are a little bit surprised. You want to tweet me at Jared Smith Betts or at the show at You Better You Bet. Are you surprised that it's not Seattle, San Francisco in this game 272 for the number one seed in the NFC? And is it a mistake to put what might be a very boring, low-scoring game between Baltimore and Pittsburgh in this spot? I would lean to the no. I think they made the right call because I think Aaron Rodgers, and if it is, hopefully, I pray it's Lamar Jackson, I think that's a better draw, kind of, than Sam Darnold, Brock Purdy, right? If quarterbacks are what moves the needle in the NFL, like I think Lamar and Aaron Rodgers move the needle a little bit more than Brock and Sam. I mean, this, again, not take anything away from the seasons that those two guys have had, which I would say better seasons than Aaron and Lamar, certainly Lamar. But I just think the name recognition and just the you know, the prestige of the AFC North and the Steelers and the Ravens, I just think that moves the needle just a little bit more in terms of ratings. So I think NBC got it right to put this game, or actually, to be fair, it really was the NFL. Like, people out there think there's like some TV guy in a room somewhere that's deciding. It's really the NFL. But the NFL, I think, got this right. I'm sure the TV executives were involved in the process, but I think the NFL was the ones who had the final say.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
But you might be surprised with the number here. Pittsburgh, 3.5 point, or excuse me, Baltimore, 3.5 point road favorite. That number tells me Lamar's playing. There's no way Baltimore would be a road favorite of more than a field goal if Lamar was sitting. I don't know if Lamar's playing. I think he's playing. Again, the market tells me he's playing, but you know how this stuff goes with the injuries. You know how it goes. I want to bring Tyler in here real quick. Tyler, when you first saw this line open and you first saw, you know, game 272 Steelers Ravens, like, did you have a gut reaction? Did you have a gut feel for who you thought was going to win the game or how you thought it was going to play out? I think Tyler either has to unmute himself because I can't hear him. Do we have Tyler? He has to refresh. We'll bring Tyler back in a minute. I think, so I'll give you what my gut reaction was. My gut reaction was, first of all, I can't believe the Ravens even had a chance to win this game. I mean, to be in this game where it mattered, right? Like, the only way this game would have mattered is Pittsburgh losing to Cleveland. I think my gut reaction in the game was, you can't give the Ravens a second chance. You just can't give them the opportunity to come back from the dead. And that's where I think Baltimore, I don't want to say deserves to be a field goal plus favorite in the game, because let's be honest, the full body of work for the Ravens this year has been very spotty. But I think they deserve to be priced where they are. All right, let's bring Tyler back in. Tyler, the question I had was, when you first saw this game was announced, and of course Cleveland beats Pittsburgh, so the game matters, and then they get announced as the game 272, and then you saw Baltimore favored right out of the gate by field goal plus. Were you shocked that you could get Pittsburgh as such a big home dog? Did you have a gut instinct when this game first dropped?
When the game first dropped, I assume that's a Lamar Jackson number. They're 3.5 on the road against the Pittsburgh Steelers. So, I mean, I wasn't too shocked. Granted, we don't really know the status of Lamar Jackson, so obviously if he's out, this spread's going to change totally. To be honest, if he doesn't play, I would like to bet the Ravens too. Tyler Huntley is one of probably one of the better backup quarterbacks in the NFL. Like, the drop off is high. Lamar Jackson's one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. He's an MVP, but they don't have to change much when he goes in the game, Tyler Huntley, and they've been successful with him in this game. So I wasn't too shocked when I saw this number. To be as someone that bets the game, wouldn't be mad if Lamar Jackson doesn't play and I just get Tyler Huntley, and maybe we get him at like a pick'em or on an underdog against the Steelers here. So I wasn't too surprised. If Lamar Jackson plays, I like the Ravens regardless. The Steelers offense is like so brutal to watch. And Aaron Rodgers like can't move anymore. DK Metcalf's not going to play. Donnell Washington's on IR. You never trust the running back rotation with this team. I do lean the Ravens here. I like him even more, to be honest, as a bet if Lamar Jackson doesn't play, because I trust Tyler Huntley. He's been in this spot for years now as Lamar Jackson's backup when he gets injured. So if he doesn't play, I like the Ravens just as much as if Lamar Jackson plays.
It's kind of funny because when you look at Pittsburgh's offense this year, like, or let's just take the last few weeks. Really good performances against Baltimore, Miami, and Detroit, and then just awful performances against Buffalo and Cleveland. And I would say that Buffalo and Cleveland, I mean, Cleveland's defense is good, but Pittsburgh's been playing the Browns for years now, so they know how to solve this Browns defense. And Buffalo's defense has been brutal this year. Whereas Baltimore's defense, Miami's defense played better in the second half. Detroit's defense kind of fallen off a cliff a little bit, so maybe that's a bad example. But they've just been so hot and cold. Like, I don't know which Pittsburgh offense is going to show up. I love that Tyler brought up the point about fellow Tyler Huntley, because that, to me, is the most unique part of this game. I'm hearing a lot of takes, if the Ravens start Tyler Huntley, I'm betting Baltimore. Okay, let's see what the number is, because I think it's one thing to go from injured Lamar Jackson to Tyler Huntley, like 50%, 60% Lamar to Tyler Huntley. I don't think that's as big of a drop-off. And it is very fair to question just how healthy Lamar is, even if he plays in this game. I don't know what his percentage is. I have no idea. But anyone thinking that 100% Lamar is a better option than Tyler Huntley, I can't help you there. I just completely disagree with that point. But I don't think Lamar is going to be 100% in this game. So that's where you can make the case that a banged up Lamar, who isn't as explosive with his legs, is not as big of a drop off to Huntley. You actually could make the case that, like, 50% Lamar with very limited mobility is kind of the same quarterback. Like, they're very similar. I agree with that. I just don't know how healthy Lamar is. Or I don't know how, let's say he is 60 or 70%. Is he going to give you that extra inch? Is he going to give you that extra run? That run that you, the runs I'm thinking of are the ones where it's like the defense is collapsing on him and it's like he's in jail and then he escapes and all of a sudden he's out the back and he's gaining 40 yards on a run. Can he make that one explosive to flip the field? Total in this game is 41. Not expecting a whole lot of points. It's kind of like last night's game between Miami and Ohio State. That one big explosive play, that one splash play, could be on offense, could be on defense, probably flips this game. These games are typically played in the phone booth between these two teams. The age-old adage is, you give me 3 points on either side, I'm taking it. Because that's the way these games are played. But are we going to get that one moment from Lamar? Where, and I hope TJ Watt plays, that's the other question mark in this game. I'll be honest, I think that's the bigger, like, I don't want to bet this game if this person isn't 100% vibe. Where the Steelers defense really drops off a cliff without Watt. I think he's going to play, but I'm not 100% sure. Are you going to get that moment from Lamar Jackson where he can flip the game? That's something Tyler Huntley can't do. Tyler Huntley is going to dink and dunk and make the right decisions and get his team into and out of the right plays because he knows the offense very well. But he does not have that ability to break the game open. And even if Lamar does play, is he willing? Is he going to be a willing runner? That's what Carson Beck was last night. And obviously, I'm not comparing Carson Beck's legs to Lamar Jackson's legs. But the one knock on Carson Beck is he hasn't been a willing runner. He was a willing runner last night. He was willing to go, lower his shoulder, take the hit. knock the defender back off the spot, get the first down on third and three. Is Lamar going to be a willing runner in this game? If he is, I kind of think the Ravens win. We'll come back. We'll continue to talk a lot more about the NFL. Week 18 is one of the hardest weeks, I think, to handicap in any sport, period. We'll talk about why, and we'll try to find some spots that are at least intriguing in the gambling world, but also just in the entertainment world. Should be a really fun week. You Better You Bet, Westwood One Sports next.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at RingCentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.